The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, in partnership with the International Organization for Migration, the IOM, is working on a project to map Jamaica's diaspora. The Mapping Jamaica's Diaspora project aims to identify, through survey responses, ways in which the diaspora can contribute to the development of Jamaica, while also determining their needs and concerns.
The idea is that they are able to access the website that has been set up, and they will go through that website, which is mapjadiaspora.iom.int, and they will fill out the survey there.
State Minister with Responsibility for Diaspora Affairs, Arnaldo Brown. Minister Brown says, with the completion of the project, Jamaica will be poised to make even greater strides in its relationship with its diaspora. The Jamaican diaspora refers to nationals or persons of Jamaican descent living abroad. The largest groups of Jamaicans live in the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, other Caribbean islands, and across the Caribbean coast of Central America. Minister Brown says, through the flexibility of an online survey, the project will seek to identify the locations, skills, expertise, and interests of members of the diaspora.
We're targeting second, third, and fourth generation, targeting Jamaican by heritage, by birth, by descent, marriage, naturalization, or registration. Initially, we hope to capture as many as 100,000 Jamaicans. Initially, that's a floor. But then to capture as many of the estimated 3 million Jamaicans that we think live outside of the jurisdiction.
With the collation of information garnered from the survey, it is hoped that the government will be in a better position to identify existing gaps in its engagement of the diaspora. Minister Brown says this structured approach will gauge the diaspora's interest in key areas for growth, such as logistics, agriculture, manufacturing, information and communications technology, creative industries, energy and mining, and health and wellness tourism.
The end result of the mapping project is the creation of a database of Jamaicans worldwide who are interested in contributing to the nation's development through social investment and financial investment.
Shifting focus to the migration and development policy, Minister Brown says the document is in the final stages. The policy seeks to ensure that international migration is adequately measured, monitored, and influenced to serve the developmental needs of Jamaica.
Diaspora policy, which is currently being fine-tuned, will strengthen and increase engagement and partnerships with the diaspora for sustainable development of Jamaica and the diaspora themselves, whilst empowering diaspora members to achieve their full potential in locations where they reside.
The state minister says these policies will establish the necessary framework for migration issues and relations with the Jamaican diaspora. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is encouraging Jamaicans anywhere in the world who have an interest in returning and or giving back to their country to register and participate in a new era of diaspora relations with their home country. Just log on to the website mapjadiaspora.iom.int. Remember, Jamaica's initial target is for the registration of at least 100,000 people. So link up and sign in today.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.